DOE funds research to convert coal plants to energy storage stations. Malta Incorporated and Duke Energy will assess the impacts of converting phased-out coal plants into energy storage systems. The study is set to be carried out at a Duke Energy power plant in North Carolina. The DOE has provided a grant for this study. Malta Incorporated and Duke Energy, with support from the United States Department of Energy, DOE, will conduct a one-year assessment of the socioeconomic, environmental, and operational impacts of converting phased-out coal plants into energy storage systems. Both companies will integrate Malta's 100 megawatts 10-hour pumped heat energy storage system into the existing Duke Energy coal plant in North Carolina. Malta's storage system stores electricity from a power plant or the grid by converting the electricity into thermal energy, heat, and cold. Heat is stored in molten salt and cold in an antifreeze-like solution. When energy is needed, stored thermal energy powers an engine to generate energy, just like a conventional power plant. According to Malta, its systems can store up to 200 hours of energy. This assessment study will focus on the current industry need for 10 to 12 hours of storage. The DOE announced the grant in March, and the team is currently assessing which of Duke Energy's 6 coal plants in North Carolina will serve as the test site. After the study is complete, the team will provide its findings, including an engineering conceptual study, a technology maturation plan, and a socioeconomic report on potential benefits.